and welcome to the show. Good to have your company. I'm Paul Gough. This is Chimes, a show that celebrates great guitar music that jingles, jangles, often has a Rickenbacker or two in it. I don't mind what kind of guitar as long as it has melodic lines that resonate. And we will be touching on some excellent artists. In focus, something from a few years ago that has a connection to Dan Tracy of the television personalities, a group called Hangman's Beautiful Daughter. I remember I bought their first 12-inch. It was in like a discard bin for about $1 back in the day, and it has a wonderful psychedelic hue to it and some great guitar sounds. Hence, we will play it. It's also just been recently reissued, both in a digital form on Bandcamp and as a full hard copy release. So if you don't know Hangman's Beautiful Daughter, hang around. You'll find out all about them. Plus, we'll dive into the archives and a single that I only heard this week for the first time. I may have heard it before, but I'd totally forgotten about it. I actually love 10cc. It's the early work of 10cc from 72 and an absolutely killer single that I'll share with you. As I said, we travel the timeline. Here's something more recent, though, to start the program. It's the solo project of Dan Forrest. We'll hear a couple of artists that are bedroom popsters that flesh out over time into a larger group. It's his project's from Philadelphia and goes by the name of Buddy. That's as in your mate. And they have a new record out coming out July 17 that will be on the Pittsburgh label Crafted Sounds that featured a group, the Zells, that I played the other week, and I had a really top email from Anthony who said he never heard of them and he loved them. This has a wonderful fuzzy pop feel, and you can't but help think of Pavement when you listen to this great new single from Buddy. This is Heartbeat.
Oil sips at the seams. We see it dripping. We know it's sure to run now, but we'll be catching every dripping as it drops. Holding every last breath till it stops. Once in now.
bit of a love of bands that use pavement as their marking point. The great indie rock group, I think one of the great indie rock groups that came out of the US in the 90s. Pavement, of course, released their first brilliant album, Slanted and Enchanted. It was off the back of a couple of brilliant EPs and featured members that were on different sides of the US when they first started collaborating by mail. And, of course, Malmus and Co. turned out to be one of the great indie pop groups. So I played two tracks there from bands that I guess pay homage in their sound and style. That sort of, I guess you would say it's a breezy, laid-back, effortless kind of feel. Probably sort of mid-era Pavement. That's the work of Clearance. And just about every release they've had out just has that kind of wonderful feeling to it. I played you the track Owner Operator, which was the B-side of a 7-inch that came out a couple of years ago called Are You Aware? And just really great guitar hooks. I hope you'll agree. Buddy, more recently, the project of Dan Forrest and an album that'll be out July 17. And I played for you the track Heartbeat. This is a program called Chimes, and the heartbeat of this show is guitar lines that jingle and jangle, hence the name Chimes. And if you'd like to get in touch, I'd love to hear from you. Very easy to do so. Chimes at 2SER.com. Chimes at 2SER.com. 2SER, of course, the great station that first airs Chimes. But it does go further afield. You could be listening to this in Tassie. You could be listening to it in Queensland, in Bathurst, I know, play the program off the top of my head. Thanks to the Community Radio Network that distribute the program. And wherever you are, thanks for being on board. One of my favourite bands of the last few years, of course, has been The Ocean Party, and was with incredible sadness. It was about 18 months ago that Zach Denton of the group passed away. But that hasn't stopped a group who already were so prolific, but the other members, and I guess led in some way by Lachlan Denton, his brother, who runs the wonderful Osborne Again label and has a strong connection now to an overseas label called Bobo Integral from Spain, I'm pretty sure, where a lot of Lachlan's releases end up, which is good that it's getting such a wide coverage around the planet. Well, a new group has emerged, and this is a collaboration between Snowy from Ocean Party, Lachlan, of course, and Nick Kearton of Cool Sounds under the name Pop Filter. And you guessed it, fits the bill for this show. They really are great pop songwriters. This one is Laughing Falling.
Straight out the
to play another track from Twerps, because the other week I featured a track, and it could have been from this album now that I think of it, Range Anxiety. And I had a great email, which I have to say I thought I had it with me, but I don't, who just basically said, wow, I'd never heard this group and I love them because, again, they fit the bill of what we do on Chimes. So if you love this kind of music, it's going to be unusual you won't like something unless I push it a little too far to the extremities of jangly pop. But I'm, again, surprised this album got really panned at the time for the Twerps. It was their second album, and I think that is often the case. Some bands suffer the second release. Not that it necessarily is worse for wear. Perhaps it's that they've mined a similar path to their early releases. They got touted and people are expecting change or something different. But from Twerps' Range Anxiety, I played for you the track Simple Feelings. And yes, they have a strong affinity to the Go-Betweens. Yes, they have a strong affinity to the Flying Nun imprint out of New Zealand. But it's just great. It's easy listening in that sense. It's not too demanding and it's a lot of fun. And so for that, I always give the Twerps a very big tick of approval. We started out with Pop Filter, another group who know how to make you feel good. They've got an album, their debut, coming out on Osborne again. It's also co-released with Spunk Records and the label I mentioned at the start, Bobo Integral. It's called Banksia. And we heard the track Laughing Falling. Of course, on another day I would have played the Orange Juice track Falling and Laughing, but having only played it a few weeks ago, I wasn't prescient enough to know that Pop Filter were going to sort of borrow the title in a sense or reverse it and therefore stop me from playing that as a back-to-back selection. The selections you're hearing are arranged by myself. My name is Paul Gough. This is Chimes, heard on 2SER and right around the country on the Community Radio Network. If you're a fan, we mentioned the work of the Go-Betweens. Well, this next group got sort of, again, I guess, you know, bands get inspired by music and they want to create sounds that have that similar feeling. And the Go-Betweens were incredibly influential, particularly in the UK, I think, even more than here in Australia initially. I think over time that grew. But back in the day when the Go-Betweens headed to the UK, I remember there was a great band called The Servants. And in fact, David Westlake of that group not only was so enamoured with the Go-Betweens, he even got them as his backing band. There is a great Janice Long session where they, I think, all but Robert are playing behind David and his songs. Well, another group that were very big fans were the Caretaker Race. Now, they already had credentials on the board. Andy Strickland, who was a guitarist with the band The Loft that we featured on this show before, connected to Pete Astor, of course, who went on to be a part of the Weather Prophets. But Andy Strickland formed this group in 86 and had a real deep love of the Go-Betweens, and they worked closely with Stephen Street, who produced their albums, who you'll know that name. He worked closely with the Smiths, and he also played guitar in the Chesterfields in the late 80s, so he is definitely one of those great jangle pop characters. They released only one album in 1990 called Hangover Square, but this is from their very first 12-inch single that came out called Somewhere on Sea. And they just nail that particular Go-Between sound, if you love it. I do. This one is All Love Offers. We'll be right back.
her. She wasn't mine. I shouldn't have felt her. Her beating heart, her sigh of breath upon my sweaty neck. But what the hell is the devil right?
Chimes on 2SER. We started the program with the music of Buddy, who is just one bloke but has expanded over time to suit his needs. This is a 7-inch. I sort of fell over the other day and particularly loved the B-side called You Don't Have to Go, the A-side being Crescent Moon from Oral Burrows. And the name didn't at all register in my mind. I was wondering why I had it, and I put it on, and then that's when I decided I know why I've got it, because it's a really great slice of pop music. It's a one-man band who did everything himself at home and expanded to a five-piece in a live setting, released a couple of albums, and a bit like a lot of the music I've played for you today, when I reference the Twerps, for example, an easy listening aspect, at the end of the day, he just wants to make listenable, instantly gratifying pop songs. Not necessarily disposable pop songs, but things that in the moment make you smile, make you tap your foot. Oral Burrows do that with great aplomb. You don't have to go. And if you head to their Bandcamp site, you can see a whole bunch of other releases. And I've got that down in my book this week as homework to go and have a listen to their other works. We started with Caretaker Race. Their track Anywhere But Home is a real favourite of mine. I may have played that on the show previously, but I went back further in time to 87, their first release, and I played you the track All Love Offers. This is a little show called Chimes, heard each week on 2SER and right around the country, thanks to the Community Radio Network. Next up, I'm going to take you down the psychedelic rabbit hole.
Well, hello. This is Lo Carmen, coming to you live because on Good Friday, 2SER's antenna was struck by lightning and they need a replacement to keep broadcasting on the FM spectrum. Please consider making a tax-deductible donation now at 2SER.com to help save their signal.
I'm always intrigued when it comes to how bands either didn't or did cross over the lines of acceptance. And The Hangman's Beautiful Daughters were one of those groups that didn't quite gel with the times. It was the era of C86 in London. And while there were a lot of guitar bands back on the resurgence, they had a bit more of an angsty or a twee feel to them, whereas Hangman's Beautiful Daughters mined a deep love of psychedelic music. And so a lot of their shows weren't as well accepted, but one person got behind them. And this person, in many ways, is one of the great catalysts of modern twee indie pop in Dan Tracy of the group The Television Personalities. He not only fell in love with them, he co-wrote songs with them. He gave them some of his own material and co-produced their releases on his own label, Dreamworld. And as I mentioned at the start, I had stumbled across one of their 12-inch singles that was in the sale bin and absolutely fell in love with them. And again, not sure why they didn't quite gel, because the music is got a beautiful feeling, particularly this first song I'm going to share for you. It's one of those songs, again, I've mentioned this before, that to me resonates from a memory sense. I loved it instantly and I've listened to it a lot, and I'll play it to other people that collected music at the time and they don't even know what it is. That's where it's fantastic that labels like Optic Nerve have reissued their music with Smashed Full of Wonder, and it collects all their releases under one roof and is full of some beautiful works. It's the first EP, the one that I mentioned that I had, and their LP for Dreamworld, plus a couple of unreleased songs make up this particular compilation. Emily Brown, the vocalist, has a wonderful voice, slightly dreamy voice, slightly Chrissy Hind of Pretenders voice at times too, if you listen to the whole album. Anyway, I'll play you two tracks now from The Hangman's Beautiful Daughters. See if you love it. I'll start with this track, Love is Blue.
Bye.
two great songs from a wonderful reissue, The Hangman's Beautiful Daughters. And if you're a fan of The Byrds and Velvet Underground, then definitely that's a band. As you just heard the two tracks, go out and investigate further. This is Chimes on 2SER and heard right around the country thanks to the Community Radio Network. Now we're off to 1972. And my doppelganger collector in Canada put together over the last week a collection of what he called retro selections. And I particularly have a love for music of the 60s and 70s that is slightly baroque, slightly soft, slightly twee. Sometimes it's a little too much of all of those things. But when I put this on, immediately I went, my God, why have I never heard this track before? The group is called Festival and the track is called Today. And I had to do some further investigation, and that's when I realised why it was such a brilliant song. It appears on a compilation called Strawberry Bubblegum, a collection of pre-10cc Strawberry studio recordings, 69 to 72. And in fact, Festival was a very early incarnation of the wonderful 10cc. And all the songs recorded at Strawberry Studios were early precursors to the various members of 10cc, but have a listen to this song. Boy, is it an absolute bottler and fits the bill for this show oh so well. I hope you like it as much as I do. I've been listening to it a lot this week. This is Festival and Today.
the skies on a Mercedes. Don't you like sunshine? Girl, have you got the time to spend the summer falling in love? Summer wind speaks softly of laughter. Let's pretend our world is made out of great big red balloons and sunny afternoons. Let's spend the summer,
summer
falling in love. Clouds are giant ships, they're sailing straight for evening. Warm summer skies, it's a brighter world when you are in love.
Taking on a very Birdsian chime there. That's a group called The Higher Elevation and A Track the Summer Skies. Not a hit song by any means, but from an excellent compilation series called Fading Yellow that takes pop, psych and dreamy sort of jangly music with a touch of sunshine from the late 60s, early 70s. This wonderful collection, a part of the many that have emerged over the years where crate diggers go and find obscure 7-inches and give them a second lease of life. And I sort of delved into the careers of The Higher Elevation, which were a two-man ensemble. And John Carter, who co-wrote the song, has had a much bigger footprint over time. He wrote the song Incense and Peppermints for the Strawberry Alarm Clock, if you know that song. He was also involved with Tina Turner's Private Dancer. I'm not sure if he wrote it. That might banish him from the show if that's the case. Whether he just produced it, I'm not sure. But he also worked with Bob Welsh, The Motels, Sammy Hagar and Bob Seger. So John Carter went on to have a pretty big career, but an early work of his, The Summer Skies, and a nice counterpoint from the US to the UK jangle from 72, and a Godley and Cream tune. I think Godley on vocals for that particular track. Of course, of 10cc fame, Kev on vocals. We heard the track Today from a one-off incarnation festival that went on to become 10cc. You are listening to Chimes, heard right around the country, thanks to the Community Radio Network, as we join the dots along the jangly pop timeline, and heard first on the mighty 2SER in Sydney. Of course, we want to stay mighty. And on Good Friday, you probably know that our antenna got fried by lightning, and they don't come cheap, I've got to tell you. So if you want to help save our traditional signal, because you can listen to us in many ways, of course, but we want our antenna fixed, and we would really appreciate your help. It's a tax-deductible donation. Just head to 2ser.com and follow the links so you can help us buy a brand new one. Now, one of the chaps in Sydney that I think is a fantastic muso runs a brilliant label in China Pig. I remember when I first met him, I was a little nervous to speak to him because I knew he was in a band I really like called Smelly Tongues. Had I only spoken at length to a youthful John Encarnacion, we would have discovered we had a lot in common. He writes great pop songs. He's been doing so since he was 12 or 13. And he's back with this excellent new album called Warmer, recorded in Tassie with a lot of friends. And you can tell that a lot of love has gone into this release. I'm so impressed with it. It's really fantastic. It's called Wooden Box with Strings. And this track is Fishes Swim and Corals Grow.
Thank you.
love. Fishes swim and corals grow. I'll be there. Will you dare? Will you meet me in the air? I'll be there. And our lives go on for miles.
Miles and miles and miles.
You'll be with me all the while.
Miles and miles and
miles. On the land, won't you take me by the hand? I'll be there. Through the ice, won't you give me your advice? I'll be there.
Down below, fishes swim and corals grow. Down below, down below, fishes swim and corals grow. Down below, down below, fishes swim and corals grow. Down below,
keeping one foot on the ground.
One foot on the ground.
While we fly with what we found. Turn the page, breaking up is all the rage. I'll be there. Such a shame, we'll be laughing all the same. I'll be there. Down below,
down below, fishes swim and corals grow. Down below, down below, fishes swim and corals grow. Down below, down below, fishes swim and corals grow. Down below, down below, fishes swim and corals grow. Down below.
Nothing really matters. I shout at the men who fight for their lives. And you know why? Well, it's just so safe. It's safe in a little world. It's safe when you have a girl. It's safe in a little town where money grows in your little white hand. Passion from any blue house. I love to love you so dry. Just to challenge your life, to challenge your life. For Christ's sake, it's something you like. It's safe in a little world. It's safe when you have a girl. It's safe in a little town where money grows in your little hands. So pray, pray to the Lord and hope. Hope for more, but it's safer in a little world. It's safe. in a little town where money grows in your little white hands. And with age your honesty grows, the lies of thinking, the lies of blinking, but somehow the strength is too low. The little world safe. When you have a girl safe in a little town where money grows in your little hands. So pray, pray to the Lord and hope. Hope for more, but it's safer in the little world. It's safe.
There's always one track that I come to this program with having obsessed about it the week before. I fell in love all over again with that track, Safe, from a band that I've long admired, House of Love. It was to be their last single on Creation, but it ended up being the B-side and their first major label single. What a top song. What a brilliant song. I'm going to explore more of their music with you in the coming weeks of the program. We'll dig back into their archives. We also heard from Warmer from their excellent new album, Wooden Box with Strings. It's just come out. Search for Wooden Box with Strings plus Bandcamp and you'll come across John Encarnasau's brilliant work under the name Warmer. You've been listening to Chimes. I'm Paul Gough. I hope you've enjoyed this edition of the program. Please join me next week, but don't touch the dial. In the meantime, here's one of my favourites, Stuart Coop and Dirt Music.